your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The Democratic vice presidential candidate, Tim Kaine, says speaking before a hometown crowd is more difficult than the DNC. Frank Hammond reports.
Kaine gave thanks to the crowd at Huguenot High School last night for the 32 years of friendship and support. He then turned his attention to Donald Trump and defended the Kahn family from Virginia. Donald Trump has the temerity to trash them and say stupid things about the poor boy's mom that she says I can't talk. Today, Kaine heads to Daytona Beach, Florida for a jobs tour. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
Donald Trump's running mate is praising the fallen Muslim soldier whose family has been trading barbs with the GOP nominee.
Captain Kahn is an American hero, and we honor him and honor his family as we do the honor of his family. I'm sure you agree with this. The story of Captain Kahn is an incredibly inspiring story.
Mike Pence spoke in Carson City, Nevada. This is USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Donald Trump may have a new nickname for Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. It's Devil. Speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania yesterday, Trump said that former candidate Bernie Sanders made a deal with the devil when he endorsed Clinton.
If you travel,
I will rock this!
You will rock this!
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Donald Trump may have a new nickname for Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. It's Devil. Speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania yesterday, Trump said that former candidate Bernie Sanders made a deal with the devil when he endorsed Clinton.
If you travel,
I will rock this!
You will rock this!
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Donald Trump may have a new nickname for Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. It's Devil. Speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania yesterday, Trump said that former candidate Bernie Sanders made a deal with the devil when he endorsed Clinton.
If he would have just not done anything, just go home, go to sleep, relax, he would have been a hero. But he made a deal with the devil. She's the devil. He made a deal with the devil.
Sure. The Trump campaign has been making an effort to draw Sanders supporters disillusioned with Clinton's nomination. In a poll,
car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this!
You will rock this!
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Stafford.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
I think that was the biggest smile that I've had in my face in a really long time. So, obviously a huge honor and something I'm looking forward to.
Michael Phelps. He's won 22 career medals, 18 gold. He made history at the 2008 Beijing Games by winning gold medals in 8 events. Phelps was selected by a vote of fellow team members and will lead the U.S. delegation into Maracana Stadium Friday at the opening ceremony. Police are looking for a killer who shot a man to death inside a Bronx beauty salon.
Unfortunately, people still get shot, people still die, and it's something that I wish that could stop.
It's very sad that people have to die, or just because of a fight, someone needs to lose their life.
The victim has been identified as 29-year-old Julio LeBron. Police say a dispute over money may have triggered the event. USA Radio News.
We all want to live long, healthy lives, and we know that smoking is not a part of making that happen. We all know the dangers, but we also know that it's tough to quit smoking and make it stick. And that's where NicoBlock comes in. It comes in a little bottle, and when you put it on the filter of your cigarette, it blocks the inhalation of tar and nicotine. So you got to check this out. Go to nicoblock.tv and find out more. You can also call 877-835-6060. Now, whether this is your first time quitting or your fifth, NicoBlock is your best chance to stop smoking for good. The taste doesn't change, and neither does your satisfaction. But what does change is your dependence on nicotine. And as you increase the number of NicoBlock drops, you'll gradually decrease your tar and nicotine intake. It's that simple. It's gradual. It's effective. Call 877-835-6060. Stop smoking. Make it for good this time. 877-835-6060 or go to nicoblock.tv.
Governor Mike Pence came back firing at President Obama for his comments on his running mate.
It was Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama who left Americans in harm's way in Benghazi, and then she said, "What difference at this point does it make?"
While in Tucson, Arizona yesterday, Mike Pence said that Democrats haven't given a good answer to what Americans want.
And it seems that all of America is crying out for something new and different. The other party has answered with a stale agenda, tweaks of the failed policies of the last 7.5 years, and the most predictable of names.
The price of the digital currency Bitcoin plunged 12% yesterday after Hong Kong's Bitfinex exchange confirmed it had been hacked. All the markets down in overnight trading, the Dow down 34, Standard & Poor's off 4.25, and NASDAQ off 10.25. This is USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't.
Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What is the most unemployed minority in the United States? One group will tell you that they can change it. Diego Mariscal speaks for Together International.
Connecting young disabled people to mentors, facilitators, and supporters that can really teach them the skills that they need to be able to succeed in their endeavors.
The minority is the disabled, and 12.5% of them are unemployed. Outgoing New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton is taking a job with an advisory firm with connections to the Clintons. Scott Pringle reports.
The Manhattan-based company where Bill Bratton is going is called Teneo Holdings. Now, Bratton tells the Wall Street Journal he'll advise CEOs on issues involving terrorism and cybercrime. The company has been investigated by the feds for possible ethics violations. It reportedly paid Bill Clinton and one of Hillary Clinton's top aides hundreds of thousands of dollars. That aide, Huma Abedin, worked for the firm while she was also deputy chief of staff for Hillary while Clinton was Secretary of State.
Investigators are trying to figure out what caused a building to collapse in Newark, where a girl was playing.
And when we realized the building was about to go, you know, all I could think about was that little girl, and I was just thinking that, wow, I just hope she's not under that rubble.
There were no injuries. Florida's Moon Express becomes the first private company to win government approval to send a lander to the moon. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor with a practice here in Flemington, New Jersey. And my topic today is friendship and mental health. Why did I pick that? Well, today happens to be National Friendship Day. So to all my friends who are listening, happy Friendship Day. So why would I want to think about friendship and mental health? Do you think that there is a connection? Well, actually there is a connection. And so often I have people come into my office and they're depressed and they're anxious and they don't have friends. They don't know how to make friends. They've lost friends. And friendship is one of our most valuable relationships. It's different than family. We may not always confide in family. Sometimes family causes pain and anxiety and depression. Not that friendships can't. But friends are often people we go and talk to in confidence about things that we wouldn't discuss with our families. They can also keep us going. And as a matter of fact, friendship is a crucial element in protecting our mental health. Having only one day to celebrate it really is not sufficient, I think. So we need to talk to our friends. We need to listen when our friends want to talk to us. Our friends can keep us grounded, can help us get things in perspective. It's well worth it putting effort into maintaining our friendships and in making new friends. Friends form our ability to cope with problems that go through life. The best thing about a friend versus a family, friend accepts me just as I am. A family, well, yes, you know, family does accept us. But they kind of accept us not necessarily out of choice. It's more out of obligation. Not that families don't sometimes say, you know what, this person, I'm not going to talk to them. I know this person might be a blood relative, but I'm just not going to talk to this person anymore. That does happen in families. I'm not going to say it doesn't. But we're born in these families, and we're not making a choice necessarily to have the people in our family in our lives. They are in our lives just by being our family. Whereas friends, they are a choice that we make. The people that we choose as our friends. And it does lead to better mental health. Because friendship enriches our lives. And it improves our health. There are so many benefits why friendships are good for us. Friends help us celebrate good times and provide support during bad times. Friends prevent us from feeling lonely. And they give us a chance to offer needed companionship. Friends increase our sense of belonging. Increase our sense of purpose. They boost our happiness. Friends reduce our stress. They improve our self-confidence and self-worth. Friends help us cope with trauma, such as divorce or illness or job loss or death of a loved one. And friends encourage us to change. They help us avoid unhealthy lifestyle habits, such as drinking excessively or lack of exercise. Yes, going for walks with our friends. They also provide entertainment, social value. They're great. I love my friends. And I think my friends love me also. Sometimes it's hard to make friends or maintain friendships. And sometimes things get in our way of keeping friends, such as work or caring for our own children and families or taking care of aging parents. However, this may be a part of time when we may actually need our friends the most. So even through hard times like that, it's when you need to be reaching out to your friends and having some support from them. Chances are, for the most part, our friends tend to be in the same kind of age group. Okay? That means if I'm struggling with aging parents, chances are my friends are also. If I'm raising my kids, chances are my friends are also. Now, sometimes what happens is we have to move. We move to a new community. We may not really know how to make new friends. A lot of times friendships are created because our children are going to the same school, or because we're living in the same community, we happen to see each other, or we go to the same place of worship. We have same similar interests. We may all be part of a hiking club or something like that, and that kind of creates friendships that just kind of happen naturally. Even, you know, going to school. You know, some of us have friends from kindergarten. Some of us have friends from college. Some of us have friends from our workplace. But maintaining friendships is a little bit of an effort. And we can have friendships that sometimes we may not see each other for months, but when we do get together, it's like we just saw each other yesterday and we just pick up the conversation where we left off. So, one of the questions is what's a healthy number of friends? Well, it's not how many friends you have. In other words, it's not the quantity, but the quality. One of the things that I say to a lot of my clients that might be struggling with things like addiction and recovery, and the way a program like AA works, is the suggestion is you get a sponsor. Now, a sponsor isn't necessarily a friend, but generally it is somebody that you're friendly with and oftentimes can do social activities together, go to sober picnics, go out, get a cup of coffee together, go for walks together, meet each other at AA meetings, talk about recovery, and talk about other things that might be going on in your life. Tends to be a little bit more one-sided. In other words, my sponsor would be someone that I would confide in. My sponsor wouldn't necessarily use me as their sponsor. My sponsor would have a sponsor. And a sponsor also helps somebody work through the 12 steps. But that doesn't mean that a sponsor can't be friends. In addition to that, I say, not only do you want your main friend, your BFF, you want others who are going to also be there to support you, because your best friend may not always be able to be there 100% of the time. So I think of it in terms of a room or a building. My best friend is my ceiling, my main ceiling, but I need at least four other people to help keep that ceiling up, keep me covered. Just having one best friend and no other friends, even though that might be the best I can do for now, may not be sufficient. So I usually say one really, really good friend and maybe four others that are good friends. So that if your best friend isn't available, you do have other people you can lean on. However, that doesn't mean that you need to have hundreds of friends. You know, sometimes people go on Facebook and Twitter and they try and see how many people they're going to be friends with. Well, again, it's not quality, it's quantity. You want somebody who's going to be there through thick or thin, for good or bad. So what are some ways to meet new people? If you're finding that your friendship level is low, you know, if you're finding that you're lonely and you don't have any friends, how do you even make friends? Well, one thing is you do have to show up somewhere. Sometimes that's hard. I know in working with people who have very low self-esteem, they have a hard time making eye contact. They're one of the people that walk down the sidewalk and never look up and say hi. Or it might be that you're an introvert. Introverts are very interesting. We have a tendency in our culture to look down on introverts. Something wrong with that person. Actually, no. An introvert is the way we gain energy. Introvert or extrovert. An introvert generally feels exhausted and depleted when they have a lot of social activity and they need downtime, quiet time, and alone time to regain energy. An extrovert feels all jazzed up after being at a party. They gain energy from being with people. So an introvert gains energy from being away from people. An extrovert gains energy from being around people. An extrovert likes a lot of people to be around. An introvert likes a handful of people to be around. Because a large group depletes too much energy. Okay, I think that's important to understand. So, if I have really low self-esteem, I may need to give myself tasks. Tasks. Homework. What I might want to do is attend a community event. So I might be getting together with like-minded people who are working towards a similar goal, such as an election, cleaning up a natural area, or saving a part of your town. Okay, that was a poke. Yes, Flemington is struggling here with the Union Hotel. And there's a group of people going to get together to try and save historic Main Street. Like-minded people, creating friendships. That's my little aside. So it might be finding a group, have similar interests in an activity. Maybe it could be even something such as auto racing or gardening or reading, like a book club or crafting or hiking or many, many different things. You have to show up. As an introvert, that's very difficult. So an introvert might say, you know what, instead of doing something like going to an auto race or a rally of some sort, I might want to do something like go to a book club. Not as many people. It's going to be more quiet. And chances are, as an introvert, I enjoy reading. Or a painting class. Okay, so an introvert might want something that's a little bit more like that rather than going to auto racing. The other thing that you can do also is when you show up is you have to say hi. And that's oftentimes a difficult thing, making that eye contact and saying hi. Again, it's practice. I'm going to look at somebody. I'm going to say hi. I'm going to introduce myself. I'm going to shake their hand. I may ask them, is this something that you've done before? I've just started the conversation. Oh, you've been coming for a while? What are your thoughts about it? What do you like about it? I've never been to one of these events, and I'm not sure if I'm going to like it or not. So I'm going to ask questions. A lot of times when we have low self-esteem, our mind freezes up. We don't know what to say. So you might even want to sit down before you go and write out some questions that you might have about whatever organization or activity that you're going to go in and participate in. You might even give your task, self a task again that says, I'm going to introduce myself to 5 people. Oh my gosh, is that painful or what? For some of you that are extroverts, it's not painful at all. For the introvert, that might be more painful. Another thing that you can do is volunteer. Volunteer at a hospital or a place of worship, a museum or a community center. Join a charitable group or some other organization. You can form some really strong connections when you work with other people that you have mutual interests in. And again, it's not about quantity of friends, it's quality of friends. Join a choir or a musical group that are community activities, so you're volunteering in that area. So you might have a friend that invites you to join her for or him for coffee or lunch or Tupperware party. Say yes. It's a good way to start meeting people, especially if you're new in a community. And then return the favor. Invite them. Take up a new interest. Well, that might mean that you're going to take a class at a community college or go to a local gym or senior center and give a talk. Sometimes it is about going outside of your comfort zone. Whenever we exercise anything, we go outside of our comfort zone. So, if I want to do sit-ups, if I want to strengthen my core, I'm going to do sit-ups or crunches. It's not comfortable. It may even hurt at some point. But the more I do it, the better I get at it. The more I can do it, the better I get at it, the more comfortable I am, the stronger my core, the better I am at it. That's the way it works. So, another thing is join a faith community. Church, synagogue, temple. It's a good place to meet like-minded people. Generally speaking, friendships are based on people who generally think the same way. And there's always things that you can do in those kinds of organizations. Again, music, youth, teaching, social networking, prayer groups, Bible studies, many, many different things, community work. And you can also just take a walk. Chat with a neighbor. Go to a popular park and strike up a conversation with someone there. When making friends, new friends, it's really important to stay positive. You might not become friends with everyone you meet. However, if you maintain a friendly attitude and remain open, you may improve the relationships that you already have in your life and sow seeds of further relationships as you go along. In terms of social media, join a chat group or an online community that may have similar interests. I know I have made friends that way. People that I've actually never met in my life, but we have similar thoughts and similar opinions and similar viewpoints. And they're in different parts of the country. Even joining something like Weight Watchers Online, I've made friends across the country when you go on some of their little support chats. It's amazing. We begin to talk about each other, you know, our lives, and we become friends. These things are really important. So once I've made a friend, what do? Well, I want a healthy friendship. That means it involves a give and take. So if I meet someone, I seem to enjoy their company, they seem to enjoy my company, but we're always doing what they want. We never talk about things that I would like to do also. I might feel used by them. I need to be open to saying this might not be a good relationship. And I may have to end it before it continues to devolve. But otherwise, for the most part, it's about giving and receiving. It's really important to let your friends know that you support them. And it needs to be vice versa, that your friends support you. Letting your friends know that you care about them is so important. And having them let you know that they care about you is equally as important. It's what strengthens the bond. It's really important to be a good friend. And sometimes I have clients that say, I don't know what it means to be a friend. Well, one of the first things, one of the most important things in being a good friend is accepting yourself. Somehow, it always begins with self. It doesn't matter what relationship you're in. And I don't mean selfish. I say that all the time. I don't mean selfish. I mean self-care. I mean accepting yourself. I'm referring to good self-esteem, good self-respect, self-worth, not selfish. That means I need to cultivate a healthy, realistic self-image. I need to be able to say, yeah, I'm good at this and I'm good at that, and these are my shortcomings. One of the shortcomings that I have as a friend is I don't often ask friends to do things with me. I know that it grows up from being so isolated as a kid. I've gotten so used to doing things on my own that I don't even think about, hey, I'm going to go shopping next Saturday. You want to come? It just doesn't click for me. That doesn't mean, okay, that I can't work on that issue. Accepting yourself. Again, taking care of yourself. That means also eating healthy and include physical activity and learning how to overcome some of your challenges. Insecurity and constant self-criticism can turn people off. Now, I know sometimes friends can develop because they both are like that. Yeah, I'm stupid. Yeah, well, I'm stupid. Okay, so we're both stupid. We're friends because we're both stupid. But the other thing that's important to nurturing a friendship other than your own self-acceptance is accepting others. In other words, don't be judgmental. Now, I know that we are not going to all agree on everything. But that happens in any relationship. Family, spousal, friends, parent, child, it doesn't matter. We're not going to agree on everything. It's about accepting others, not judging them. We have to give our friends space to grow and change and make mistakes. We have to give our friends the ability to express their emotions freely. We don't want to belittle them or make fun of them, put them down. That's not going to build a friendship. It's going to tear it down. Friendships need to be positive. You know, think of your friendships as emotional bank accounts. Every act of kindness, every expression of approval are deposits into this account, while criticism, negativity can draw the count down. Nonstop complaining puts a strain on any relationship. One of the things that doesn't work in a relationship and a friendship is competing. Competition, though it can be healthy, does not necessarily work in a friendship. Whose husband makes the most money? Who's got the better car? Who's got the better house? Forming jealousies and petty competitions do not build a relationship or a friendship. They tear them down. Instead, admire the other person's talents and abilities and good fortunes and be there for them when they have hardships, because you want them to be there and celebrate your positives and listen to your hardships. Which means listen. If we're going to keep our friends in our lives, we need to listen. Pay attention. When we're talking to them, have good eye contact, body language. Do things together. Share the hard times as well as the good times and be empathetic. And the other thing that's really important in a friendship is don't give advice unless your friend asks for it. Oh, a friend of mine, if she's listening, she knows who she is, just had all kinds of rooms painted and redid her kitchen, and she asked me, oh, you know, she said, Ruth, you're so good at picking colors. Come with me. We went to the paint store. We picked out colors, and she was not happy with her kitchen color. I felt so bad. And sometimes that's what friends do. They ask for advice, and sometimes it doesn't work out. So if you're listening, I still feel bad about the fact that you repainted your kitchen. But I think you like it now, the color that you picked, so that's good. The other thing that's so important in friendships, it's about respecting boundaries. Remember to keep anything confidential that the person is telling you that they're sharing as a friend, that they say, I don't want you to share this with other people. Keep it confidential. Don't pry. Respect boundaries. If you have a friend that says, sure, come into my house anytime, you go to the refrigerator, whatever, you may have a friend that does that. You may have a friend that says, you know, give me a call before you stop over. Respecting boundaries is really, really important in friendships. You know, we seem to have a natural need for friends. Again, friends increase our enjoyment of life and relieve feelings of loneliness. Friendships help reduce stress and improve our health. So, I need to take a commercial break. Kind of went over there and didn't do that. So, I need to do that and catch up. Because our sponsors are really important. I will be back with Counselor's Chat in a few moments, and I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's program. And I'm talking to you about friendship and why friendship is useful for good mental health. When we're with good friends, we feel good about ourselves. We're glad to be with them. And a friend is someone that we like and respect and trust, and who likes and respects and trusts us. Friends may not always accept us. Friends may not always understand us, but they accept and like us just as we are. Friends allow us space to change and grow and make decisions and even make mistakes. Friends listens to us and share with us both good times and bad times. Good friends respect our need for confidentiality so we could tell them anything. And good friends let us express freely our feelings and emotions without judging, teasing, or criticizing. Friends give us good advice when we want and ask for it, They can assist in helping us take action that helps us feel better and can work with us in difficult situations to help figure out what to do next. Good friends let us help them when they need it too. And then we want to be with each other. Good friends don't take advantage of us. So, as you can see, friendships are really important. We need to practice listening when we have a good friend. We need to sometimes give them that shoulder to cry on, because they've given us their shoulder to cry on. It's really important to take responsibility for the friendships we have. In other words, a one-sided friendship really is not a friendship, and we may sometimes need to decide to end friendships. Remember, it's so important as a friend to keep confidences. It helps build trust. Have a good time together. Stay in touch. Go to a movie. Watch a video. Invite them over for dinner. Go out for lunch. A friend is someone that you enjoy their company with, even if nothing is going on that you need to share, like, you know, heartfelt, painful things. But it's important to have regular contact. It helps assure your friendship will remain strong. Friendships can help lift you out of depression because you are no longer lonely. Friends can help build your self-esteem because they accept you just the way they are. Good friends can help you establish healthy boundaries. Good friends can help you resolve problems in other relationships. So they're a good resource. Now, a lot of times I will have somebody come to me and say, this is not really something that I want to talk to my friends about. I'm thinking about getting a divorce. I know they're going to side with me and I need somebody to be more objective. Friends are not always objective. So I want to say that. The friends are not always objective. Just like family isn't always objective. So in other words, if I'm having issues with my husband, I go to my family, my family's going to side with me and tell me to get rid of the bum. Friends might do the same thing. And if my relationship, if my marriage, let's say, doesn't work, I really do need my friends there for me. And sometimes, sometimes when a marriage or relationship breaks up, we also begin to know who our real friends are, because sometimes friends will drop off. If that happens, then that person wasn't really a friend after all. Or they're making a choice, they're better friends with your significant other than they are with you, and so they're going to go support the other person. And that's understandable. So when relationships break up, sometimes we do lose friends also. Excuse me. So, things that can add some other qualities to your own life is friendships can actually help us be independent and self-sufficient. So what do I mean by that? Well, let's say I'm a single person. I'm living on my own. I have my own apartment. Having friends prevent me from being lonely, and they encourage my self-sufficiency. They help me with being positive and upbeat. My friends can hold me accountable, helping me stay honest and dependable. My friends can help me with respect, self-respect, respect for others, respect for other people's feelings, acceptance of individual differences. I may have had a very judgmental family. My friends are non-judgmental. You know, one of the things that we have this saying, you know, my dog is a man's best friend. It's because of being non-judgmental, being a good listener, being there, listening. Of course, it tends to be kind of one-sided in some ways. I mean, as human beings, we do look after our pets for the most part. And friends will be there for you through all kinds of stresses and struggles, such as illness, distances, stress, overwork, financial problems or poverty, extreme situations, lack of transportation. It's really important to have some good friends. Like I said, it's not quality, it's quantity. And again, sometimes we have friends where we see each other, talk to each other every week, sometimes even every day. And then we may have friends that we see once a year. However, it just feels like we just pick up where we left off. So, again, I'm going to take just a small little break because I kind of slipped up there. I'm going to take a few more commercials, and I will be back to finish up Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
This is Toni Clark, para-planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's program, also a licensed professional counselor with a practice here in Flemington. And I've been talking about friendship, the importance of friendship and good mental health, as today is National Friendship Day. Now, there are times when we might want to or need to end a friendship if the person is not keeping your confidences, doing all the talking and not listening, violates your boundaries, puts you down or putting others down, or taunting, ridiculing, bad-mouthing you, your friends, your other friends and family, lying, dishonest. Maybe you want to be their friend, and you're spending all your time with them, and they don't really spend any of their time with you, or vice versa. Maybe they just are really clingy or very needy. Maybe they always want to know where you are and who you're with. Maybe they don't want to be seen with you in public or talk inappropriately about things that are way too personal or sexually or emotionally inappropriate, physically inappropriate. Maybe they ask for risky favors, engage in illegal behaviors, encourage you to use drugs and alcohol. So there are times that we might say, you know what, this person, I don't know. At first I thought they might be a good friend, but I'm rethinking that. And so sometimes we do need to end friendships. However, for the most part, it is healthy to have good friends for the support they give, for the help in building good self-esteem, for having someone to share confidences with and to accept you unconditionally, especially when you're struggling with that yourself. So good friends give you good support, provides you with good mental health. Are there for you through good times and bad, through happy times and sad times. Increase your enjoyment of life and relieve those feelings of loneliness. So, for those of you that don't have many friends, you might want to consider adding a few. Go out and practice. Volunteer somewhere. Take up a new activity or hobby. Again, it's more really important that it's not quantity of friends, it's quality of friends. So we really want some really good friends that are going to be there for us. And sometimes it really is only one person. However, I would suggest one really good friend or two really good friends, and then a number of people that are good supports on top of that. Having a group of friends is a great thing. So I hope this has been helpful. And to all my friends, you all know who you are. If you are listening, I'm really grateful that you are in my life. I couldn't have gone through many things without my friends. So They've been extremely helpful to me. So if you are interested in counseling and you want to find out a little bit more about what I do, as I am a licensed professional counselor, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net. That's Altarol, A-L-T-A-R-O-L-L, counselor, all one word, O-R, counselor.net, altarollcounselor.net. You can also call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I work with people struggling with